So people are heading back to the office here at Bell Media. And Bell, we have a program for bringing people back into the workplace. Some people are coming in a few days here, a few days there. Probably that's your experience as well. The financial industry started a couple of weeks ago. And by the month of May, we'll be holus bolus trying to put people back into workplaces. Although, you will find they are remarkably transformed. Not long ago, we were talking about these new CIBC buildings, which you've probably seen next to the Gardiner Expressway, and they've been designed with the new philosophy of workplaces in mind, which is it's a lot more like being in a first-class lounge at the airport than it is a conventional office back in the day when everybody had their own office and you could close the door and be by yourself and you had a picture of your dog or your partner on the desk. All that stuff is off the table. So that's something to get used to. But also, after 2 years at home, and I'm always mindful of the fact, yes, a lot of you listening right now are saying, dude, I never worked from home. And I get that. But this was a complete realignment of the way work works for a huge portion of the population. And a lot of people are finding that they're not as enthusiastic about going back to work as they thought they might be. Dr. D.B. Suhr, CEO at the Ontario Association of Social Workers, joins me now to talk about the mental health burden of returning to work for some people. Doctor, it's good to have you.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So, I mean, you are counseling that employers should be adding, if they don't already have them, mental health support to their benefit plans for people coming back to the office. What evidence is there for you and others that people are having a bit of a hard time with the back to work?
Well, as you said, hundreds of people are discussing return to work plans, and many are even starting to implement them at this very moment. After 2 years of being home. And so what we know is that if you think about it, a lot of people were already dealing with unmet mental health care needs even before, and the pandemic-related disruptions have only magnified this. The grim reality is that the change in routine, differing social and professional interactions, along with juggling new family responsibilities, and the fear of unknown as you return back to work are real stressors for employees everywhere. And so exactly what you said, we're calling on Canadian employers to step up. If you don't have mental health benefits, introduce them. If you have them, think about increasing them to at least $1,500 so that folks can have consistent coverage and care. So I really, you know, I'm encouraging your listeners today to think about making decisions in your return to work plans that demonstrate your empathy and care for your employees so that you are impacting the overall productivity of your organization in a new way.
2 years is a long time in a person's life and in a person's work life. So have we actually sort of turned the model for working upside down such that going into the office is a foreign experience?
Yeah, for many, this is new. They've learned to work from home with children. They've developed new ways of interacting with their colleagues and teams. And equally important, they've been dealing with the challenges of caregiver distress, anxiety, loneliness, and burnout in a whole new way. And so we think mental health is a crucial tool. Mental health coverage is a crucial tool to dealing with things like the ECHO pandemic, and I would position that social workers are a big part of this. There's 20,000 of us in Ontario ready to help folks that have had to overturn the way in which they work each and every day and interact with their teams.
And what kind of advice would you give to employers and HR directors? Let's face it, when it comes to mental health these days, a lot of people still sort of revert to the trench of, hey, deal with it, be stoic, be, this is just the way it's going to be. You've had your 2 years at home, but you're coming back to the office, and I don't want to hear about it.
Yeah, stigma is still a real barrier to accessing mental health, and we do want to normalize the access, and we're seeing a lot of employers step up. So if you're a senior executive or a decision maker listening today, think about the fact that during the height of these lockdowns, we've seen a large increase in mental health issues, especially things that have affected absenteeism, productivity, and workplace engagement. So this is a big win-win. If you're investing in mental health coverage, employees get the care they need and the benefits from employers. And we also know that for employers, this impacts the bottom line in terms of employee engagement and productivity for your businesses and organizations.
Doctor, thank you so much. Good to have you this morning.
Thanks for having me, John. Have a great day.
CEO at the Ontario Association of Social Workers, Dr. D.P. Suhr.